Now, I'm joined in the studio by Nicola Brophy from Snowflake. Hiya, Nicola.
Hiya, Declan. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Nicola, we're going to talk about Snowflake. I suppose, first of all, we begin by telling people, who are Snowflake? What does Snowflake do?
Well, Snowflake is a family autism support group, and it was set up in 2012, and it's based in the Swords area. So we're currently based in the Holywell Community Centre out in Swords. We're a family-run organisation, so we're a registered charity, and we are set up for children with who are on the autism spectrum. So every one of our kind of committee members and anyone who is helping are all volunteers, and we're all parents of children on the autism spectrum.
Brilliant. And you set it up because you felt there wasn't enough been done by the HSE for your children and your friends' children.
Yeah, there was a group. I wasn't in the initial group, but there was a group of parents who had been on a course, and they'd been on a programme from the HSE, and at the end of it, it was a bit of one of those, well, now what do we do?
Yeah.
So, you know, they got together and they realised, you know, by working together as parents, by working together as families, they could offer what the gap in the HSE weren't offering, which is pretty much huge at this point.
Okay.
What they're not offering.
So give us a feel for the type of things that the HSE are not doing now that the group, you know, fill in the gap.
Well, I suppose initially where we have a lot of members come to us and we have a lot of people come into us is children are diagnosed or at their pre-diagnosis stage, and that in itself can take anywhere up to a year to get a child diagnosed in the country at the moment, you know, from the point of first referral. And once they are diagnosed, it's then onto another waiting list.
Okay.
So you're very much, you know, you're on this road, you don't know what you're doing. The HSE aren't really providing a service where they're explaining. You know, you're being put onto a waiting list, and you may get a course. The course could come up at any time, you know, in a very long waiting list mostly at the moment. So people are generally quite stuck, and the reason they're getting diagnosis is because they're having difficulties with a child. There are problems in the home, you know, very much that they don't really know what's going on, or they know that the child needs additional supports and additional helps. So where people come to Snowflakes is, as parents, we have the advice.
Yeah.
We know what we might be a year ahead of where they are. We might be 2 years ahead of
where they are. Do you help people guide them along that road?
So what we do is we run a couple of a variety of different events. We have a monthly support group meeting where it's for members, non-members, anybody with a newly diagnosis, anyone that's diagnosed a long time, anyone is welcome to come along to our monthly support group meetings. They're our adult-only meetings.
Okay.
And we try to help each other as best we can along the road. For our members, we offer a variety of different supports, such as we do subsidies for speech and language therapies, for OT, occupational therapies, for play therapies for our members there. We offer weekly events for our children. You know, we've got horse riding and swimming and, you know, a wide range of messy plays, and we do
I think I'd like to do that myself.
Yeah,
messy play, that sounds good.
Well, messy play would be for our sensory play groups. So we would do that once a month where we would have families who come and, you know, and it's all paint and it's all pretty cool. And, you know, the kids really, really enjoy it, and it's an environment. And the idea is that very often mainstream activities don't suit children on the spectrum, and they still want to have extracurricular activities as well. They still want to go to their clubs, and we have youth clubs and we've cinema clubs, and there's a wide variety. If somebody's prepared to volunteer and run it, we're prepared to
run it for our kids.
You know, we don't have limits on what people are prepared to do. And often children on the spectrum are excluded from these things in the mainstream environment because they're unable to cope with the sensory environment that it's created in. So we provide services, you know, we try to run these events, and they're all run on a voluntary basis by our parents and everyone. We're all, you know, so we try to provide services out there for families that they can come together and the siblings can come too, and, you know, that you're not separating the family, that one child is going in one direction, the other kids are going in the other direction, you know. So we try to have it that people can come together and offer families and supports.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great that you're all like-minded, so you all, and you know exactly, you're all parents of children somewhere along the spectrum, as you said. And we'll come back maybe and talk about Alana in a few minutes, but Is there a two-tier approach here? Because often when we talk about access to care and access to services and so on, you know, if you pay, will you get there quicker? Or if you're waiting on lists, you won't. Is it the same? I presume
it is. Yes, it is the same.
Yeah.
If you can pay privately and you can get your child diagnosed a lot quicker,
right.
You can pay privately and you can get your child into services on a private diagnosis.
Yeah.
You can just pay for services, but, you know, so, but if you haven't got the money, these services aren't cheap.
Yeah,
like, they're by no means cheap, you know.
Yeah.
So you are left still on waiting lists. There just doesn't seem to be, the HSE aren't really bridging the gap, and they're not addressing at all is in areas of actual mental health around this area. So they're not abridging, you know, getting people to come to terms with the fact that this is now in their life and in their world. And, you know, they don't really work with the siblings at all in terms of, you know, this is your life, this is in your family, this is how you need to cope, you know, and everyone
and
in the family.
And the parents,
needs,
I suppose, as well, need help and support.
And we're by no means professionals in that area, but we are parents in that area. And we do try to support one another in that area. And we, you know, those of us who are members on Snowflakes, we would have an additional, like, an online support group for one another as well. So if we've got questions, and, you know, we find that we are probably our own best source of information most of the time, and we tend to be able to, you know, answer each other's questions. Because like that, you know, the questions can be a variety of issues that people would have, from, you know, feeding, toileting, you know, a wide variety of behavioural issues, sensory problems. And the chances are, if you have a question, there's another parent who's been there before you.
And I'm sure have a technique. The children are at all different ages
Different ages, you know, depending on, we've got kids in from really early diagnosis around the two area, you know, and up until older. We've got a youth club for our older kids, for our 8+ children, on a Friday evening. You know, they really like that. We've got coding clubs for them as well, which is, you know, something I don't really know how to do, but they're excellent at it, you know. And we try and tailor it so that there's enough, you know, techie stuff and science and IT, and, you know, that really kind of brilliant. But still working on their social groups towards each other as well, so that they are working in and in a social environment. So
tell us about Alana.
So Alana is my little baby girl, and she is nearly 8 now. So she was diagnosed when she was 2. And she was 2.5 and she was diagnosed, and we just knew that there was, she'd had some words, she'd had some stuff, and she regressed then. And it was, you know, it was very difficult. And when we got her diagnosed, it was very difficult to come to terms with. You know, she's a gorgeous little girl, but she was struggling.
And did you have a sense of this yourself? Did you see this, and what did you think?
Well, she had been kind of, she was quiet, but she was speaking. She was like an easiest baby in the world, as we always say. Like she never really looked for much attention. Yeah. And then it was almost like there was a dimmer switch at about 15 months, around that time, that she just started to lose that part of her personality, and she stopped making eye contact. She stopped, you know, recognising people in her own immediate family. She stopped, you know, she stopped communicating at all on a verbal level. So, you know, and she just became more and more within herself. She came more and more withdrawn, and became more difficult to go places with her. So we knew there was something, and, you know, at the start you're kind of going, oh, is it this, is it that? So I mean, my first protocol is always to go to the public health nurse. You know, and I went there and I went through the referral process, but I was lucky enough to know one of the founder members of Snowflakes. Awesome sort. He went to school with my sister, and she was like, you know, go down to Snowflakes. They will be. So we went down really early in our diagnosis, like, you know, the month after she was diagnosed. We went to our first support group meeting, myself and my husband, and it was very difficult, but it was the way I learned to cope with being a parent of a child on the spectrum, was through going to my local charity, going to my local Snowflakes group, going to my meeting once a month, talking it out with other parents, you know, because there was huge gaps in between when I ever saw, and I don't think I ever spoke to a professional about how I was coping on a daily
feeling,
basis, how we were feeling, and how my other daughter, because I had another daughter who's only 2 years older than her, and how she was coping. You know, so like, because she was living with this as well, so it was, you know, it was a little bit difficult for a time, and it was a bit hard to tell people, and it was a bit, you know, it was a bit that side of it. But Snowflakes were really good at, you know, like small things. You'd be like, you'd book a trip to go and see, you know, Disney on Ice or something like that, and you'd be going, right, how do I do this?
How do I get from here to there and back?
I'm here to there and back. And and that's why we would do like annual themed events every year as well, where we do something for St. Patrick's Day and World Autism Day, and we do a summer camp and a Halloween party and a Christmas party, because they're really difficult things to do when your children don't like being in groups of people.
Well, you know, obviously, I mean, I know Alana, as you know, and she's a normal, crazy young child. I think it's fair to say. So I think whatever's been doing, you know, whatever the whole support of Snowflake has been good, it's been really good for Alana in particular, and obviously for all the rest of you as well.
Well, it's kind of helped us settle. It helped, personally, for myself, I can only speak for myself, it's helped me settle as a parent and make me realise this is a long-term commitment rather than trying to fix everything in the first 6 months. You know, and there's no fix, like, the words, and learning different languages.
It's a journey.
And learning how to accept it. And thankfully, Alana's doing really, really well, and she's, like, as you said, crazy little kid, but, you know, she's my crazy little kid.
It has to be. Now, all of this, obviously, all of this support, all of this work requires money. And you are a voluntary organisation, as you said a few minutes ago. Everybody gives their time free, so you need money. And one of your key fundraisers is coming up in the next couple of weeks.
It is. It is our annual Snowball. It is a fantastic event. And this year, our Snowball is being held in the Hilton Hotel at the Dublin Airport on the 2nd of November. Okay. So we have still a few tickets left available if people are looking to buy tickets. Tickets are €75 per ticket, or if you want to buy a table of 10, they're €650 for the table of 10, so it works at €65 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Fantastic event. It's sparkling wine reception. It starts from 7:30 in the evening, 4-course meal with wine. We have a music by Jelly Bean. We have a DJ on. We have the most amazing prizes with our raffle, because we have a phenomenal Snowball committee who get prizes from everywhere. They're absolutely fantastic. We actually even have 2 sold out tickets to see Hozier on the 10th of December. Wow. On our, you know, we have 2 nights stay in Ballymaloe Hotel. We've
great
got
prizes,
like, you know, phenomenal prizes. And all our information is on info at snowflakes.ie. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. It's all available out there. As I said, tickets are £7. It is a brilliant night.
Great.
You know,
okay.
Really good fun.
Fantastic. Okay, so you heard it there. If you want any more information on the Snowflakes Autism Support, it's snowflakes.ie. Make sure you put the S at the end, or get something else. Yeah, and don't forget, the ball is on the 2nd of November in the Hilton there on the Malahide Road, just at Northern Cross. Yeah, so
that's
it's
great.
Local for everybody listening to us here on Near FM. Nicola Brophy from Snowflakes, thanks very much for talking to me.
You're welcome.